we've done that before in the past is, I'm gonna get the congressional card.
Let's call this Congressional Affairs Committee meeting to order. The time is 3:15 PM, February 7th, 2017. Roll call, please.
Congresswoman Edwards. Congressman Maker.
Here.
Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Congressman Walker. Congressman Hamilton.
Here. Next item on the agenda is prayer. I've asked Congressman Maker to say the prayer.
Dr. Walker.
Gonna start down.
Please ensure that the microphones, speaker, and dialer are placed back on the charger. Thank you.
Father, I want to thank you for all your blessings you've bestowed on our Osage nation all through these centuries. We would ask you to be here with us today as we do the business of our people. We want you to be with the Morrell, Penn, Shannon family, Sis family. Their daughter, her rest today. Give them comfort all you can, Heavenly Father, that family. We ask you to bless all of our Osage people, and wherever they may be. We think we ask in Christ's name.
Audrey said he would text me. Audrey will be calling in later. Next item on the agenda is approval of minutes. Please look up the minutes from January 19th. Is it on the adjournment that says 12:33 PM?
No.
Is that the time we adjourned? It said we came out of executive session at 11:31.
Oh, it was probably 11:33. I can't imagine you guys talking about that.
Motion to approve the minutes of January 19th as amended.
A motion made by Congressman Tillman, second by Congressman Maker. Discussion. CNN, all in favor, say yes.
Yes.
All opposed? Minutes are approved from January 19th. Next item is payables. I believe our first payable is from Xerox, an amount of $2,999.45. There is some detail about this. Shannon, do you care to go to committee?
In reviewing the bill, of course, I logged in and printed it off and was like, what in the Sam Hills? And Eli and I went back and did some research, and we had not been billed for the small machine since we had this discussion about needing to either renew the lease on the small machine or purchase it or whatever. We made the motion on the November 15th, I think, to extend the lease for 6 months, but we have just now received billing on that small machine for the past 4 months, was it? 4 or 5 months? And that's why there's multiple invoices, and 3 of the invoices pertain to nothing but the small machine. The one, the fourth one is for the large machine.
Do we have any questions in regards to the Xerox payable? CNN, Chair would entertain a motion to approve the payable in an amount of $2,999.45.
So moved.
Second.
Motion made in second. Discussion. CNN, all in favor, say yes.
Yes.
All opposed? All right, motion is paid to Xerox. Is that our only payable?
Yes.
Okay, next, we're going to move on to travel. We have, I believe, three items of travel. We have three items of travel. First one I'm looking at is for Congresswoman Whitehorn to attend the Oklahoma City Water Law Conference. This travel is an amount of $525.83. I did ask the budget analyst to verify that she has the amount in her travel. And we are given this chart by our congressional clerk. So she does have the amount in her travel balance. If there's any questions in regards to her travel,
I can go get her if you need me.
Do you have any questions? All right, well, seeing none, Chair will entertain motion to approve Congresswoman Whitehorn's travel to Oklahoma City, the Oklahoma Water Law Conference in the amount of $525.83.
Motion to approve Congresswoman Whitehorn's travel to Oklahoma City to the Oklahoma Water Law Conference for the amount of $525.83.
So we got a second?
Second.
We got a second. Discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say yes.
Yes.
All those opposed? Okay, motion passed. Travel is approved. Next item of travel is for Speaker Pratt to attend the same conference and same date and for a different authorization amount. Congressman Tillman.
Make a motion to approve the travel amount for $534.18 to the Water Conference for Speaker Angela Pratt.
Motion made. Do we have a second?
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say yes.
Yes. Yes.
All those opposed? Travel is approved. Next travel is for Congresswoman Bufflehead to attend the United Osage Southern California meeting. And I think she's only requesting airfare and rental car. An amount of $370. If there's any questions, Congresswoman Bufflehead is here. Any questions?
I just wanted to know, is that going to be enough for you?
Yeah, I'm flying in and flying out the same day.
Mr. Chair, would you entertain a motion?
Motion to approve travel for Congresswoman Bufflehead to attend the United Osage Southern California meeting for the amount of $370.
We've got a motion made. Do we have a second?
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say yes.
Yes.
All those opposed? Motion is to travel is approved. Well, we got our travel out of the way. Next item on the agenda is the publishing agreement that we take with the last CA meeting. We do have Mr. Gill here. Mr. Gill, can you speak to this publication agreement?
Yes, Mr. Second Speaker, thank you. I'd be happy to. The publication agreement is just the last piece of the puzzle that we need to get into place with Thomson Reuters so that we can move forward with our newest codification, which will now consist of three volumes. We had to, the previous agreement was a 5-year period that had expired, and we needed to change just a few little items in it. So we decided instead of doing a third amendment to it, we would just restate the contract. It's essentially the same. We get hardbound volumes, 200 hardbound volumes. The contract price you guys have already approved previously. The only things that I changed in there was they had softbound volumes, so we changed to hardbound, which Congress had indicated, you know, initially they wanted, and I assume we still want. They're much easier to work with. And then they didn't have in there that they were going to provide us with a Word version of our entire code once they got edited. They did that the last time. It wasn't in the contract. I talked to their attorney, and he got back to me. They agreed to do it, so that's in there as well. And I'm ready for the committee to approve it so we can get signed, and then I can send our approval of the draft code back to them and get them started on publishing publishing the books.
All right, do we have any questions for Mr. Gill? How would you like that motion? Just to approve the contract?
Motion to approve publication agreement with West Publishing Corporation.
Chair, entertain a motion.
Make a motion to approve the publication agreement with West Publication Corporation.
Motion made by Congressman Tillman. Do we have a second?
Second.
A second by Congressman Baker. Discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say yes.
Yes. Yes.
All opposed? Contract is approved. Next item on agenda is Xerox. And Mr. Gill, can you speak to that one too, or is that for?
Yes, so we kind of postponed this decision back in November. This is for the small Xerox machine that we have in the corner. It doesn't get used quite as much, but it is nice to have during session when we're running double duty on those printers. This committee has to make a decision on what we want to do. We can return the machine, we can upgrade to a different machine, or we can purchase the machine. The purchase price, you guys have, I think, already seen this once, but this was from December 1st, $2,100. And then the maintenance charge on it, you know, if we decide to do it, their maintenance program is 1.29 cents per, I'm sorry, yeah, 1.29 cents per copy. So ultimately, we just have to make a decision this month, because at the end of the month, they're going to require that we make a decision. I'm not sure how they do that, but I'm pretty insistent upon it.
All right. Congressman Tillman?
Yeah.
Shanna, what do you think? Do we need to purchase a copier?
New one, purchase this one. You know better than us.
I primarily use the large copier, but as Trey stated, when we are in session, there are times that we have stuff copying that we have to have something else because Trey can't get through or I can't get through. And so we need something. Whether you guys want to do that one, I mean, it works okay. It's slow. It's slow as molasses whenever it's been sitting for a while. But it doesn't matter to me if we keep that one or if we get a new one, but we need to have a backup. We got to have a backup.
Congressman Tom?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. How much is the new one?
I am not positive what a new one's going to run.
I don't have that number either. I can get it for you guys. It's going to be less than what we're paying on the big machine, the big Xerox machine, probably. I would say 15 to 20% more than what we're paying on that small machine right now. And I'm not even sure what those numbers are. Shannon, do you know off the top of your
head? It runs about 400, 300, 400 a month.
370 since the pay was.
So I would probably think, you know, in the $500 range if you just went with the same size machine with a few upgrades to it. It doesn't currently do color. The finishing on it is limited, that kind of thing. So it just depends on what bells and whistles you would want to do on it.
Congressman Tillman?
What year is this one we have now? What year is it?
I'm not sure when they got it. It's been here. I've been here almost 5 years, and it's been here the entire time I've been here.
I'd like to see you guys get a new one. It's time. That thing's probably outdated, and it's not going to be that much more. So that would be my table this and come back again, or however we do that.
Okay, do it for us.
So we could do one of two things if that's what you guys want to do. You guys could go ahead and authorize me to give them that decision, and then I can have them give us quotes for the new machines. And if we decide not to get a new machine, I suppose we could go to another contractor to get a machine. But the upgrade through them would be the easiest. We would have to rebid if we don't do that.
Okay.
To send it out for bid.
All right. So you need us to give you a motion for you to seek out?
Yeah, it'd be a motion to let them know we're going to return the machine, and then I can, on my own, just seek the quote on the new machine.
Okay. All right. Congressman Tillman?
Motion to notify Xerox and Danny Schluhuber We're going to return the machine and let the legislative council look into the purchase of a new machine.
Be the lease of a new machine.
Lease of a new machine.
Okay. Is that motion okay?
That's correct.
Do we have a second?
Second.
Discussion? Did you get all that? All right, CNN, all in favor, say yes?
Yes.
Yes.
All right, motion passes. All right, next item on the agenda, I believe on our agenda, there's been a title that should say 9, break room contract. This is in regards to our break room back here. We've appropriated money to renovate it. We've, as I understand it, the contract has been awarded to a contractor and they're ready to start. Mr. Cass is here to answer any questions if we have anything before we make a motion to approve the contract. So if you want to come to the table, Mr. Cass, and
it's my understanding of the scope of work and documents have been provided to you in a previous meeting, but if you don't have those, I have a set here with me. I can leave with your clerk.
I believe I was given, I've seen it. I don't think the committee has. Did we email it out?
I think I emailed it out. I don't think I printed it though.
Yeah, it was sent to everyone's email. But if you have any questions, Mr. Cass is here to talk about what's going to be done.
Give us like a real brief highlight of the main points of it, brief and quick one.
The main points are the updating the cabinets and the new finishes in the wall, drywall, and then some flooring, if I remember correctly. Some new flooring in that area. And some new equipment and new plumbing fixtures.
Will the whole, our little break room have to be shut down while this is going on for a few weeks? How long do you think it'll take?
We've asked the contractor to complete the project before you go into session, so you don't have any delays or any distractions or additional distractions later in session. So we're pushing them to get it done in that time frame. It's a little bit of a tight window, but we feel pretty good about it, and we'll stay on until we get it done. Also, there's a mechanical device that's going to go in there as well, and then some electrical upgrades that are required. So those, when you have several vending machines, they produce heat, and it makes it more difficult to control the climbs in that room. So we're trying to make sure we have adequate heating and air flowing in that space.
One last little question. So has the BIA employees been notified? Because they also use the same break room.
We've talked to a few because we had the vending machines that were taken out. Mm-hmm. Those, I believe, belong to the BIA Employees Club. So we've asked them to move them just so we can. I didn't know they were moving this fast. They're already gone. So.
They've already moved their refrigerator, too.
In their refrigerator, too.
As long as they know what's
going on.
Hello?
Hello, Congressman Walker?
Yes, sir.
All right, we're at the end of our. We're on number 9 on our agenda, the break room contract. Bruce Cass is here to answer any questions or to talk about it if you have any questions about it. Did you get any of your support documentation?
I did.
Okay, do you have any questions for Mr. Cass?
I don't, no.
Okay, all right. What is the length of time? Do they? 90 days, I believe?
We initially, in the bid, the contractor requested 60 days, but that doesn't fit in our window here. So we communicated with them to see if they can accommodate somewhere between 45 and 50 days, and that's what we're pushing to try to get to. We're really close to that, as far as time-wise, before we get to the start of session. So the sooner we can get him started, the better.
Okay. This money was made available last session. It was an appropriation that we passed for our branch to use. So the money's there, we just need to approve the contract. So.
The contractor's already been up here and is ready to start.
Right. So I think Mike's going to, if we approve it now, he'll probably start tomorrow.
We have to follow back up with him and get the contract executed and
okay.
Get the ball rolling.
All right. So, Chair would entertain motion for contract approval for the break room.
So moved.
Motion made. Do we have a second?
Second.
Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say yes.
Yes.
Yes. All those opposed? All right. Motion passes. The break room contract is approved. The next item is adjournment.
Motion to adjourn.
We got a motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
All in favor say yes.
Yes.
All those opposed? We are adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome, RJ.
Thank you, RJ.
Yeah.
Please ensure that the microphones,